Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
How's Bill Belichick on McAfee? On draft night, just a few short years ago.
Yeah, people were...
Bill had been pushed out in New England.
Honestly, was that?
Robert Kraft had stabbed him in the back with the Dynasty.
Yeah, so the Dynasty had already come out at that point?
I think so. I guess I wouldn't swear by that, but I think so.
I feel like for a guy, like a coach who was no longer coaching, his stock was still relatively high then, in that very moment. Because a lot of the feedback then was like, oh, he was great with McAfee. He's awesome with McAfee. I don't even know if that's true, but I think... That was sort of the talk. And there was still, at that moment, some saying, I'm really surprised an NFL team didn't take him. Right? Because like all of this stuff over the last year and a half hasn't taken place. So in that moment, it was, well, like, you know, what are the Falcons doing? What are some of these other teams around the league doing? They're dumb for not bringing this guy in. And Bill had taken on, like, 8 media jobs, and this was... one of them. And so, like, you know, a friendly hit with McAfee. McAfee was also, like, so over the top. Remember, he's like, we got the best coach, the best GM, the best person, the best guy. And Bill's like, oh, who, me?
So maybe the Dynasty had aired, maybe it hadn't. He had been shoved out in New England.
Yeah. February 12th, February 16th, 2024.
That was the Dynasty? Episode. Okay, there you go. Good. So they're already stabbing Bill in the back.
So, yeah. So in that moment, everybody was like, what are you doing? So, big time sympathetic.
Yeah. He'd been shoved out in New England. He's not a college coach yet. Jordan's not really a thing. And he's sitting here doing draft coverage in 2024, still as a respected football coach.
Yeah.
And a respected analyst. And this is one of his first forays into it. And that clip we just played you, I think was the most accurate thing he probably said about Drake May. His footwork needs some work. That was a constant criticism of Drake May coming out. I think that's been cleaned up somewhat by Van Pelt. That's continued this year with the new coaching staff. And in fairness to Bill, that one was part of a larger clip about Caleb Williams and Jaden Daniels, I think, or maybe it was McCarthy.
Yeah,
and also Drake May. And he was just going through all the quarterbacks, and he's like, look, they all could be great players, but they all have their flaws. So in fairness to Bill, the whole idea of that little segment that he gave you there...
pros and cons.
...was all these guys have things they got to fix to become great in the NFL. So I'll give Bill that one. I don't think any of that was wrong. But there are some doozies here in this one as we move along. And it's hour number two of Jones and Keefe. We started talking Celtics. You can weigh in on the C's if you want at 617-779-7937. We also got this text, Keith.
All right, hit me.
It's nuts that there's a massive, all caps, sports gambling scandal, and it's not one of the segments to start Keith and Jones. Keith and Jones?
Yeah, hell yeah. Finally.
Mind-numbing programming, he says. Well, we did talk about it a couple of different times.
So, I don't know. Maybe it's a me thing, but when you hear something like this, it's not... maybe I'm numb to it. Like, there's been gambling scandals... in sports. I mean, a referee in the NBA was betting on sports. A ref was betting on games. And they did the best they could to kind of, you know, sweep it under the rug. They only blamed him and they kind of moved on. Even though I think we all know he wasn't working alone. He wasn't the only one doing it. We've heard of a bunch of players in a bunch of sports, college and pros, betting on themselves, betting on a ton of different things. Now you have a coach involved in it and a player involved in it. And that player already was involved
in
it.
The coach is involved in poker, which I still think is odd.
He's not even betting on the game.
But he's tied up with the Mafia, which is sketchy.
So, yeah, no, like, that's an interesting story, I guess, in that sense. And they have a connection to the Celtics, but neither of them are with the Celtics now. And I don't know, like, what does this really mean? Like, if you thought every sporting event that you're betting on is just on the up and up, then, like, I don't know what world you were living in. There's shady business going on everywhere.
I think that to me is the fair way to go about it. It's like, oh, well, hey, the NBA might not be on the level. And it's like, these sports might
Jones
not be.
Jones lost money on Joel Embiid last night. He is well aware that it's not on the up and up.
People can be. I lost a sizable amount on Joel Embiid and his overs last night. And so, you know, when it comes to the sports not being on the up and up, specifically the NBA, well, if that's your big takeaway and I can't take the NBA seriously, well, then fine.
I mean, Shoeless Joe Jackson fixed the 1919 World Series because of Arnold Rothstein.
But we have talked about it multiple times. I think we talked about it in each of the opening segments.
Pete Rose is out of the Hall of Fame because of gambling.
Plus the crossover with Greg. I feel like we gave our thoughts on that. But you can weigh in on it if you want, by all means. 617-779-7937. We won't turn you away. Meanwhile, this Bill Belichick stuff. Let's go back to one we played you yesterday. I want to play this for again.
All right.
Bill Belichick brought this up about Drake May, kind of unprompted.
Well, I think that's certainly a top need for him. It's quarterback, tackle, and wide receiver. And so, you know, this is one of the top needs. You know, Drake compares himself a lot to Josh Allen. He has been doing that for quite a while. We'll see about that. I think there are some similarities in terms of, you know, size and athleticism. Josh Allen's a pretty special player now. So,
okay.
So very dismissive.
Very.
And also putting
Josh,
it on him.
Drake compares himself to Josh.
And he's been doing that for a while?
For a while he's been doing it.
And that could be true.
That absolutely could be true.
It does seem like a surprise.
Interesting.
Especially just from hearing a lot of Drake May interviews over the last couple of years. But I guess we can take Bill at his word for it. And then he's like, yeah, he compares him. And then he says the only thing basically that is similar is the size, right? Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, he's kind of like the same size and like speed, but like not like how to play the position.
I liked your takeaway when we played this briefly yesterday, too. You're like, oh, by the way,
the team I just left.
All the needs on this team, quarterback, wide receiver, and offensive line, that underscores how terrible of a job Bill did at the end.
Like, you know the three most important positions on offense and maybe even on the field at all times? Yeah, we don't have any of those guys. We don't have a quarterback or a receiver or a left tackle.
And the other thing I find just insulting about it is Bill is like, well, I mean, well, Josh Allen's a pretty good player now. Like, you're going to compare yourself to Josh Allen? Let's go in the Wayback Machine. To apparently 2022. This is a nationally televised Patriots-Bills game where they were passing along from the production meeting, and this is why they're valuable, Tom Brady. They're passing along from the production meeting some intel they got from Bill about Josh Allen.
Look at some of the numbers compared to that Week 8 game in Buffalo.
And that's part of the reason why Bill Belichick told us this week that he wasn't buying into the Josh Allen MVP craze because he didn't see it in that first game. He said we took care of him in that game, but tonight's been a different story.
He talked about an Allen to Diggs completion. He said it should have been a 10-yard game, but Diggs turned it into 40.
Just downplaying Josh Allen left and right.
Yeah.
Also, it's a weird tactic because in the world of wrestling, Jones, you want to prop up your opponent. So then when you beat your opponent, it's even more impressive. So if you shut down Josh Allen, you'd be like, yeah, he is the MVP. And we still shut him down.
Right.
Weird.
It's like when you beat, you referenced this earlier in the week, or maybe it was late last week, when they beat the co-MVPs back-to-back in the postseason. Yep. Air McNair and Peyton Manning.
Hype it up.
You don't want to dump on those
guys. No, these guys are the greatest.
We beat back-to-back co-MVPs.
This also is a, I think it's already been confirmed that Bill Belichick doesn't like quarterbacks.
Well,
so forget Josh Allen. He doesn't like Tom Brady.
No, he doesn't like that kind of quarterback. No, but at the
end. I don't know if he likes any quarterback. He likes the quarterback that takes no credit. He likes a Brock Purdy.
Fine. That's fair. At the end, he felt his legacy was threatened by Brady, and he was right that Brady started to overshadow him at the end. But I think he likes that style of quarterback, a quarterback who sits in the pocket and is accurate. And
that's why he went to college, where nobody plays like that anymore.
Well, true. But I think he looks at these Josh Allen, Drake May types, and he doesn't view them as quarterbacks who can pick apart his brilliant defense with precision and accuracy. He looks at it and goes, well, these guys are just athletes, and if we just keep them in the pocket, we can control them. And he would be wrong about that with Josh Allen. He'd be wrong about that with Drake May. But I think that's how he looks at these big, physical, mobile quarterbacks. That's what I think.
Maybe.
And I think he's down on QBs in general.
Yeah.
He had a little bit more here on Drake May. Two more clips. This is on Drake May and his inability to read a defense.
Again, he's going to need some work in reading defenses, reading coverages.
He comes with reps.
He's quick to come off the receiver here. If he frees it right there, Foxy, just back a little bit.
Not a bang, Foxy.
Right here in the middle, like this.
Play.
Just a little bit right there. That's as open as they're going to get in the NFL, but yep. I'm just telling you, like, they're not going to get open by, like, 8 yards in the NFL, so just you got to deliver it in there. He's kind of quick to bail out of the pocket, and, you know, he's going to have to hang in there a little bit longer, I think, and find those receivers.
Okay, so that last point is fair, and that's something Drake actually criticized himself about in the last game. He's like, I took off too early. Uh-huh. I gave up on the play too quickly. I got to hang in there and make more throws. I do feel like Drake is pretty pinpoint accurate.
I was
going
to say he's found his accuracy pretty quickly.
He's okay reading defenses down to the point where he doesn't need wide receivers 8 yards open, like Bill was saying. Yep. He's pretty good at hitting those tight window throws and pinpoint accurate.
I got a what if for you.
Okay.
What if Bill Belichick was still the coach in 2024? Do they draft Drake May at 3?
No, probably not.
Yeah.
No. They probably trade unless
trade down?
Well, unless
they trade down, take Joel.
Hang on. If it were up to Bill and Kraft didn't strong arm him, there are people who think Kraft strong armed him on Mack. I think the Kraft's definitely strong armed Wolf and Mayo and everybody else last year into taking a quarterback. So if the Krafts get in the way and they say we gotta go get our quarterback, well then Bill wouldn't have really had a choice. But if it were really up to Bill, they either would have stood there and taken Joe Alt, or they would have traded down and done something like that. That's what they actually would have done, my guess.
That was the draft, too. Remember, it was like all offensive players.
Yeah, none of
the first round was like almost entirely offensive players. Bill would have hated it. It was like, and it was all those quarterbacks, too. And most of them are good, but you're right. He probably, if it was up to him, although I'm with you, I think maybe that's the Krafts maybe stepping in again.
I think they probably
would
have.
But that also might have led to that, too. Like, if there was beef back and forth about whether they should draft Mac Jones, they're probably like, do we want to go through that all over again? And that might have helped. That might have been part of the equation of the Krafts firing him.
Shoving him out. No, that's true. Meanwhile, Bill, and see if you can spot the subtle criticism from Bill that he would throw at quarterbacks all the time. A little jab in here from Bill Belichick at the Drake May tape way back on draft night in 2024.
This is a really good throw here he makes. This is, you know, the in cut here. He really drives the ball.
Rocket arm.
That's a nice play. This is a kid that can make all the throws. He just needs to be more consistent. Here's another one where he's, you know, should just stay in the pocket. He doesn't have any pressure. Just stay in a pocket and, you know, take his reads and scrambles out early. Then he throws the ball late and it almost gets it picked off. So transitioning from a college quarterback to a pro quarterback here is, you know, he just needs some time and experience.
Okay.
Yeah, time and experience.
So he does kind of, you know, give you that little platitude at the end.
Yeah, it's a compliment sandwich.
It's less harsh. It's a compliment sandwich, exactly. But in there, he's like, well, he makes all the throws, but he's got to be consistent, which on the surface sounds like, oh, well, that's just any quarterback needs to be more consistent. Listening to Bill in press conferences for 20-plus years, he doesn't think he can be consistent and makes all the throws. It's his way of saying, well, this guy flashes a play here and a play there, but he's not consistent. He stinks. That's Bill's way of saying that.
Yeah, I forget who was first on that. Was it Andrew Callahan?
I think Callahan was, if not the first, probably the one who amplified it the most.
Because it was pretty funny. They had a stretch of bad quarterbacks, which over the last handful of years, it seems like that popped up a lot. But it'd be like Zach Wilson, he can make all the throws. Like Jared Goff can make all the throws. And it was like guys way worse than that, too. Like Ryan Tannehill, he can make all the throws. Sam Darnold can make, actually, he's actually pretty good now. But you know what I'm saying? Like it was pretty much the whole schedule could make all the throws. And you're like, okay. And so that's what he said about Drake May when he's breaking down his tape.
I do think going back and listening to that was a cautionary tale. And losing your fastball, by the way, means at one point you had a fastball.
Yeah.
Losing your fastball is something that happens to most people, just about all people, in all professions. So it's really not that big of an insult. But that analysis right there should have been a pretty good indication that Bill's way isn't going to work, whether it's in college, whether it's in the NFL. And you had the actual representation on the field, too, in 2023. But that's another example where, and I don't think it's the reason people didn't hire him, but why they shouldn't have in the NFL. Mm-hmm. I don't think he gets it with quarterback play in the modern NFL. I think it's passed him by. I think he's lost his fastball when it comes to how a quarterback plays in the modern NFL, and I think you heard that in real time during the draft 2 years ago.
Yeah, because when he came into the league, the quarterback was always very important, but I don't think it was like head and shoulders the most important position in the world. You know, he was on those Giants teams that won with Phil Simms and Jeff Hostetler. Like, right, he was the D coordinator, but he was there and they, you know, beat Jim Kelly, and he's probably like, all right, we can win on defense and we can win in the trenches and we can win like that. So, yeah, that's changed, the importance of the quarterback, and maybe he doesn't want to see that. But there's also, not to get morbid, but there's a reason why not a lot of coaches coach right up until they die, like Joe Paterno and Bobby Bowden. Like, a lot of times, just like a player, like usually with a player, like, oh, he's a little bit slower, like, physically, like, a little bit slower. But for coaches, like, they don't coach forever.
No, Pete Carroll's the oldest coach in the history of the NFL right now. Yeah. How's that going?
It's poorly.
Did Pete Carroll always suck as a coach?
No.
So he was, begrudgingly.
I wouldn't have hired him.
No, he wound up being pretty good in Seattle, begrudgingly, because Patriots fans were burned by Pete Carroll. I was burned as a young child.
He was really good
watching,
in Seattle.
Watching those teams, but Pete Carroll was not a bad coach, okay? He's got an interesting way of carrying himself.
Yeah, whatever.
Players coach, makes some dumb decisions, but he's not a bad coach. I'd say the same thing about Pete Carroll.
Yeah.
At his age, in his 70s, the game's probably passed him by. Same thing with Bill. That's not some big body slam of an insult.
Yeah.
And I think, again, just listening to how he's talking about Drake May, all these little dismissive comments about the way he plays, that's what makes him special.
Right.
And Bill looked at them all as negatives.
Yeah. And then you also see the trend that the league is going in. And there's obviously hits and misses with this. But how many, like, 30-year-old head coaches are there compared to, like, 70-year-old coaches? So teams are trying to find a guy that they can hire, and he'll be around for a really long time. And also sort of all of their experience in the NFL is this style, like where the quarterback is the guy, and like you really gear your entire offense around that, and that's why most teams kind of shut him out. And then you get into like everything else, and I think it made it kind of easy for teams to be like, all right, we're not bringing him in.
Yeah, I think when you get into his,
there's a whole pile of stuff,
baggage and everything else, and how he wanted to run the whole football organization. Those are the real reasons he didn't get hired. But this should have been on the list too, and it was right there for anybody to see. 617-779-7937. If you have thoughts on Drake May. Whether or not he is the MVP through 7 weeks, if he's not the MVP through 7 weeks, Keith and I will go on the clock at high noon. One of us thinks he is. One of us thinks he isn't. We'll embrace debate at high noon. Plus, you can jump in with Bill Belichick and his draft analysis of a guy who is certainly in the mix for MVP in just year two in the league and build in like him. So you can jump in there again at 617-779-7937. Chris is in Medford waiting patiently on the Celtics. Go ahead, Chris.
Hey, guys. So I didn't get a chance to watch Simmons much up in Portland, obviously. We never get the games. But just looking at preseason and last night, if we're going to run big, I'd almost prefer Simmons running the point and Pritchard coming off the bench. But I was also thinking, I saw that play last night, almost the football play, and I saw the front court. And I don't know what you guys thought about it, but I almost think we should either have Derek or Simmons bringing the ball down every play.
Okay, so you keep calling him Simmons. It's Anthony Simons, because I was confused for a minute who he's talking
about. Yeah, yeah.
But is he talking about the play that Scal highlighted at the end where they had three guys lined up in the backcourt, like, parallel? Is that what he's, when he says football play, is that what he's talking
maybe,
about?
Yeah, maybe. Maybe that's probably the closest thing
so
to
I
it.
Thought, I thought that was
good offensive line play.
Well, I just thought it was odd.
That was strange.
I mean, Scal was demanding they cut to it, then they showed it, and I'm like, this doesn't even look right. Then they can't run quality sequencing plays at the end. He was talking about some of their bigs, though. Cato was pretty good last night.
Cato was good.
We actually haven't even said that yet.
A lot of foul issues, but he was good. Scored the first bucket of the game, and you're like, all right, here we go.
Cato was pretty good last night. I do think that their bigs, even though Embiid couldn't expose them last night, those guys are – that's going to be a problem.
But there's also
that's
going to
be a massive problem.
There's also not many of them. So there's going to, so it's not just that your bigs aren't great. No, but you're
there aren't a lot of great bigs. I understand what you're saying, but there's a lot that are better than this crop.
No, but I mean, there's not a lot of bigs that the Celtics will play on the court at one time. So it's really also a problem of how small you are. So I'm with you. Kata should not be a starting center for a really good team, but he's your starting center, and you're going to go really small. So even though Simons is coming off the bench, there's a lot of overlap minutes between Simons and Pritchard. And now, like, Derek White, who can guard most guys, but now he's going to be undersized whoever he's guarding. Jaylen Brown's going to be undersized versus who he's guarding. And then teams can just pick on Pritchard and Simons. So that
Or Hauser, who's out there at top.
So even if you had Shaquille O'Neal as your center, you're going to have a problem with the guards dominating. And it was just one game, but Maxey and Edgecombe just dominated. Like, that really... Those guys are good, and like especially Maxey. I mean, we'll see how good Edgecombe ends up being for this season. Awesome debut. Those guys are good, and those guys can score, but that was just way too easy for
him. It's true. There's not a lot of resistance at the rim either on top of that. 617-779-7937. You guys can jump in here on Jones and Keefe. We got some Red Sox thoughts before the hour is out. Sticking with the Patriots as well, Drake May was asked about his – Well, inability to get down and slide in the game this past weekend. He smashed his head off the turf yet again. So is he putting himself in harm's way because he's reckless or because he's competitive? Let's get to that right after Trending with Billy Laney.
WEEI Afternoons with Hart, Fitzy, and Johnson. Weekdays 2 to 6. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending Now is brought to you by Jackson Lumber and Millwork. The Celtics dropped the regular season opener 117-116 to the 76ers last night at the TD Garden. The Seas led a 13-point lead in the fourth quarter slip away. Sixers guard Tyrese Maxey led all scorers with 40 points. Jaylen Brown and Derek White each scored 25 points in the loss. Up next for the Celtics, the Seas will be in New York to take on the Knicks tomorrow night. According to ESPN's Shams Charania, Heat guard Terry Rozier and Trailblazers head coach Chauncey Billups were arrested early Thursday morning as part of an FBI gambling investigation. Tonight, the Bruins look to snap a five-game losing streak when the Bees host the Ducks. Face-off at the TD Garden is at 7:30. At Patriots practice yesterday, Elijah Ponder and Craig Woodson did not participate. Stephon Diggs and three other players were limited. Pats are back on the practice field today at 2 o'clock. This Sunday, the Patriots host the Browns. Week 8 in the NFL begins tonight with the Thursday night football matchup between the Vikings and the Chargers. That game can be heard right here on 93.7. Westwood One's coverage begins at 7:30 with kickoff at 8:15. And the World Series between the Dodgers and the Blue Jays will begin tomorrow night in Toronto. Blake Snell will get the game one start for the Dodgers, and the Blue Jays have yet to announce their starter. Contractors, builders, and homeowners, visit Jackson Lumber and Millwork for all your residential, remodeling, or commercial building materials and supplies. Jackson Lumber and Millwork, providing solutions and delivering results since 1946. I'm Billy Laney. That's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
How come?
I was Dan Orlovsky with Rich Eisen.
He had me at sloppy feet. Let's talk more about that.
Well, like, the footwork may have needed some work. Bill Belichick said it. Yeah. Dan Orlovsky said it. So they had the same analysis. Make of that what you will.
Yeah, sure.
Greatest coach of all time.
Good breakdown.
And Dan Orlovsky, they had the exact same analysis of Drake May. His feet are too sloppy. Fine. You needed to clean up his
sloppy
footwork.
Feet? Clean it up. I gotta clean it up on the sideline.
Bill didn't put a timeline on it. Orlovsky said... And he said separately, you couldn't pay him to play Drake May in the first 2 years in the league. This one, he's comparing him to Jordan Love. You know how long Jordan Love sat in Green Bay?
Was it 3 or 4?
3 years.
Okay.
Drafted in 2020, played 6 games in 2021, 4 in 2022. I don't have the starts in front of me, but it couldn't have been much. I think I was mostly mop-up duty. He was a full-time starter in 2023. He wanted him to sit for 3 years, Keith.
That's insane.
Refine,
that is absolutely
refine
insane.
Refine your lower half and... fix up your footwork and then in 3 years be unleashed, yeah, a la Jordan Love. Jordan
couldn't
Love
had, pay me enough to start Drake May.
Couldn't pay me enough.
Couldn't pay him enough. Even amazing. A Cirillo.
Amazing.
Pay me a Cirillo. Yeah. I'll pay you a Cirillo.
Amazing.
So he didn't start at all as a rookie, Jordan Love. He had one start, must have been like the last game of the season in 2021, and no starts in 22.
Oh,
so
okay.
3 years in the league, 10 total games, and that's like, you know, kneel downs probably. And one total start.
And Orlovsky's like, that should be the Drake May plan.
So we're now arguing whether or not he's the MVP of the league 7 games in, uh-huh, but he would be pinned to the bench right now, and we'd be watching Josh Dobbs for a season.
Yeah.
That's insane.
Yeah.
You can't do that. These quarterbacks are more ready for the NFL now, it feels like, than they were before. And part of it is the NFL teams realize that, hey, let's do some stuff that they do in college, and rather than just kind of, you know, square hole peg or whatever.
Yeah, I hate the sit the quarterback argument.
It's like, terrible.
Well, well, Montana and Brady and Rodgers all sat, and it's like, well, yeah, that was 20, 30, and 40 years ago. I mean, that's a long time ago.
Yeah, yeah.
The NFL has changed quite a bit.
Oh, there's so many good examples of, like, rookies just hitting the ground running.
Mahomes is the best modern-day one.
No, but we'll never know this.
Oh, I agree with this.
You're about to say what
they
I said.
They cost themselves.
They might have won the Super Bowl that year.
Yeah.
If you played Patrick Mahomes as a rookie, you don't think he would have been better than Alex Smith that year? He could have been. The next year, he was the MVP of the league.
Right.
So even if he was the 10th best quarterback or the 8th best quarterback, you actually could have gotten more. You actually hurt your franchise by not starting him. Right. I don't even look at that as like, chalk one up for the sit him, guys.
Fine. But I actually agree with your analysis on that. He went from couldn't play in the league in year one to throwing 50 touchdown passes in year two.
Zoinks.
By that logic?
Yeah, that seems kind of crazy.
No. I think Mahomes probably could have played as a rookie, and they're probably idiots for not playing him. But at least he is an example of a guy who sat.
Drake May should have started week one last year.
And is really good. But I think most of the quarterbacks in today's NFL
played
in year one and played early in year one.
Two rookie quarterbacks started week one last year that made the playoffs. And then another one did, and you know, the team kind of fell apart at the end. But they had three rookies started right off the rip, and there was no reason that any of them shouldn't have.
Yeah. So his feet were bad. Sloppy feet.
He had sloppy feet.
So he can't play for 3 years.
Yeah, he should watch with the clipboard on the sideline. You'll clean those feet up.
So even if Bill Belichick and Dan Orlovsky are right, and my sense is the Twitch chat feels very differently about the similar analysis between those two. Mm. Let's dunk on Dan, but we're being mean to Bill would be my guess as to how they're breaking it down.
Perhaps.
I'd have to read through it.
Perhaps.
But let's dunk on Orlovsky. What a moron. Bill gives the exact same analysis. It's like, come on, guys. He's the greatest coach of all time. So it's at bare minimum, even if their analysis is right, and it might be, not the sitting in part, but the footwork and all that stuff. If their analysis is right, it just shows how out of nowhere Drake May has come to be arguably, and we'll argue about it at high noon when we go on the clock, arguably the MVP of the league through 7 weeks.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy because I think we all saw him play last year and then even week one this year, and you're like, all right, like there's a way to go here, but that's okay. It doesn't mean it can't. And that's why all these Josh Allen comparisons came up. And not because, as Bill Belichick said, Drake apparently compared himself to Josh Allen, but because Josh Allen was not a very accurate player. He was all athlete first 2 years and not really a full quarterback. But it changed, right? Whether it's coaching, whether it was getting Steph Diggs, whether it was just the experience of playing in the NFL and then something clicked. But usually I feel like, I don't know, it clicks like in an off season or something. This feels like it almost clicked between week one and week two. And he is approaching, I think he's now at 20 starts for his career, or right around 20 total starts for his career. And it's like, this guy has become a different quarterback. And yeah, it is pretty amazing. Even though we were optimistic about the team, I don't know if we could have been this optimistic about Drake May.
No. And I think you're right when you talk about how it basically flipped between week. He didn't look right in week one.
No.
And I was scared about the marriage with McDaniels and even Vrabel, how it's all going to work. And
this will be his 20th start Sunday against Cleveland.
Yeah, and look, it's locked in. Now, C.J. Stroud looked awesome as a rookie. He got his team back to the playoffs last year, but it looks a lot different in year two and now year three. Jaden Daniels, it's more injury than anything, but Daniels, when he's played, hasn't looked like the same guy he was a year ago. So maybe the league will catch up. Maybe the league will adjust. And Drake May will have to adjust again, and if he can't, he'll look like some of these other young quarterbacks who have come out of nowhere. Or maybe he'll get himself hurt. Drake May talked to the media yesterday. He was asked a series of questions about, are you holding onto the football too long? Do you got to get the football out quicker instead of holding onto it, trying to make a play with your legs? There was a direct question about sliding in there. So it was like two or three questions in a row. And then we got this exchange, which I found the most interesting out of the entire press conference, was, all right, well, do you feel like you're hanging on and trying to make a play because you're competitive? Or is there a reckless streak in there, which I don't think is asked, but that's kind of the alternative to it. So here's how Drake answered that.
Drake, does it go against kind of your natural tendency, you know, in trying to make the most out of a play just to get down?
Yeah, I think it does, but it doesn't when you start to get hit and you start to wake up the next morning. So I think it's you're starting to know what it's like, you know, with playing, you know, like, get all the credit. There were guys playing in the trenches and the linebackers and the O-line and D-linemen of getting up the next day after you're getting hit over and over and playing in the real war. I get the easy part back there. So, no, I don't think it's – you know, I'm competitive and want to make the most of every play, but also got to be smart over that.
So that's a fine line, but he's right.
Uh-huh.
I don't necessarily know where the line is between reckless and competitive because I think Josh Allen straddles that line all the time. You watch him sometimes, you're like, this guy is reckless with his body, putting his body in harm's way, and also with the football. But I also look at it and go, he's a badass because he's running people over and he's not afraid. Yeah. And he's not afraid to force a ball into a tight window. So there is a fine line there, and I'm not telling you I know where it is, but that's what they're wrestling with Drake May balancing, the competitive streak. If that's what it is, mm-hmm. with reckless play. And I think right now he's mostly doing a pretty good job of straddling that line. He's just got to make sure he doesn't get his head smashed off the top.
Well, and he did acknowledge, like, feeling the hits. You know, he's talking about, well, like, I got to think
a little sore the next day.
Yeah, you wake up the next day and you're like, all right. Like, again, for a guy that hasn't played a lot in the NFL, because some of the other names, you know, we talked about Orlovsky yesterday, even comparing him to Roethlisberger, which I didn't agree with, but Roethlisberger and Allen take a lot of big hits. They're also bigger than Drake May. Like, Drake May is a big quarterback. He's certainly bigger than, like, Mac Jones. He's bigger than, like, Dylan Gabriel. He's bigger than but not Roethlisberger and Allen and Cam Newton. Like, those guys took a lot of hits in their career. And in the case of Newton, probably shortened his career. Roethlisberger actually did play a long time. So if you want to kind of look to that, maybe that'd be your hope. But no,
and
I think
Allen, outside of his rookie year, I don't think has been hurt, right?
No, he's got that streak going.
Oh, yeah, right. Sorry. That's why he started the finale last year. Yeah, so outside of Allen's rookie, when he got thrown right in there as a rookie, I think he started the second game of the year.
Yeah.
And then got hurt.
Yeah,
outside of that,
Peterman over him.
He's never been hurt.
Yeah, no, so, I mean, obviously you're hoping for that for Drake May. But, again, going to the tent, again, that's at least going to put it on everybody's radar. And, I don't know, it's all learning experiences for him. And I think as he goes, it'll be something to watch. You know, how many times does he either start to throw the ball away to stop taking sacks or slide to maybe, you know, not get that extra yard, but sort of be able to pop up and go on to the next play.
Yeah. And look, in fairness, Drake May's never missed a game due to injury. He left a game due to injury, but then he was back for, so he's never missed a game.
He's been available to start every game.
Yeah. So I think he's still on the right side of that line, but people are panicking about
That's
it.
True.
And I thought that was an interesting answer yesterday from Drake. By the way, we do have an update from the FBI. Portland Trail Blazers head coach Chauncey Billups and Miami Heat guard Terry Rozier are among more than 30 people who have been charged in connection with schemes involving illegal sports betting and rigged poker games backed by the mafia.
This
is Cash Patel talking earlier today. So when we say they're separate but related, this is my guess. My guess is
you were on it.
Billups is over here playing poker. Rozier's over here gambling by himself. Damon Jones is in the mix as well, and I'm confused at what
Damon Jones.
What realm of that he's in? He hasn't been a coach in the league since, I think, 2016. I was just looking this up.
This probably didn't happen yesterday.
When J.R. Smith threw a bowl of soup at him?
Was it hot soup?
Yeah.
Or was it like a spacho?
I don't know. Good question. It makes a big difference. I don't know the answer.
It does.
But that's the last time Damon Jones is in the NBA as a coach. He was also a player for a long time.
Jontay Porter's also in this. Remember, his name was out there, the brother of Michael Porter, and he was betting on all these, like, unders or whatever. And it was like, but that's the kind of player that I thought would bet, right? Like, that guy he would get himself involved in it. He's not making the same amount of money that other guys are.
Any player who gets caught up in, like, a cart, listen to Wiggy, Keith. Listen to these professional athletes. Yeah. How often they're gambling on things. I know they make a lot of money, but they're also betting a lot of money.
It's true.
And, you know,
Michael Jordan perhaps may have been involved in some of this at one point.
And it's a competitive culture, and it's like, oh, I have money, don't worry about it. And then you keep losing and losing and losing. I could see how guys get in debt and they need to find ways to make money, and they turn to the mafia or people related to the mafia, and now all of a sudden you're indebted to them, and whoopsie, now I'm having somebody take out 30 bets in a game in a 45-minute span on me specifically, or I have some sort of illegal poker game going on with Billups and however Damon Jones fits into it. But anyway,
you want to hear this detail?
The update that I saw, yes, I do, from Cash Patel, is that how they're related is it's all related to Mafia. Good.
Okay, so Chad Millman, who I guess is part of Volume Sports, he's written some New York Times best-selling books. He tweeted out details of the rigged poker games that Damon Jones and Chauncey Billups were involved in.
Hell yeah.
From the U.S. Attorney press conference. Ready?
Yep.
X-ray machines built into tables to read face-down cards.
Nice.
Contact lenses / glasses that read pre-marked cards.
Nice.
And secret cameras in the card trays.
Wow.
It's like shooting fish in a barrel. Like, that is like...
it's like Austin Powers.
Fold.
It's like, fold?
Yep, fold.
Fold,
fold. I'm in. I'm all in.
Like, I was never much of a poker player, but I could play that
kind. In college.
I could play that kind of poker.
If I had the
X-ray vision looking through the cards,
yeah,
then I could probably play that kind of poker.
So it must have been, early 2000s when they started putting like World Series of Poker on
after
TV.
After the Chris Moneymaker win.
Moneymaker
everybody
won.
I thought they were a pro.
Everybody played. It was nonstop. So you would take like your $10 that you had. Yeah. You're like, I'm all in. And then you're like, damn it. No pizza tonight. But yeah, we would play all the time, and like
no Ginny Light.
No,
oh man,
Rounders had already been out, but it got like a new like push. Like all of a sudden, it was like the most popular movie again. So yeah, it's fun, but I mean, I don't know about all this. And then if you're going up against guys wearing X-ray glasses,
so how is Billups tied up in all of it? He hosted the poker game behalf of these guys and brought in some people with deep pockets, then the Mafia scammed him out of a bunch of money because they had cameras and X-ray vision and pre-marked cards,
something like that. Yeah,
nice.
Yeah, they would lure him in. Like, oh, it's Chauncey Billups. A lot of celebrities, former players.
Yeah.
I mean, that's only scratching the surface. There's going to be some more big names coming out.
We'll keep our eyes on it throughout. Again, I like the texter who said, keep an eye on Embiid last night.
It's like Molly's game. You ever see Molly's game?
I saw Molly's game, yeah.
You did see Molly's game?
I think so.
Molly Bloom.
You thought about watching it.
Wait, who's in it? I think I have seen that.
Jessica Chastain.
Oh, nope, definitely not. It's that recent?
Yeah.
No.
Molly's game was good. She also had a giant poker game with celebrities.
A giant,
this is a true story.
Giant poker game.
Poker game.
Got it.
She's very attractive, but that's not the point, Jones. But yeah, Molly Bloom, and you remember who her brother was?
No.
Jeremy Bloom, who was a skier? Yeah, skier and football player. Yes,
yeah, okay.
The guy who did like moguls. And then this is back in the day. He'd be the man now. He'd have so much NIL, it would make your head spin. But back in the day, they're like, you can't return kicks for Colorado because you took money to go ski in the Olympics.
By the way, Twitch chat is saying 30 players are impacted. I don't think that's right. It's 30,
I read 34 30 people.
People.
Yeah, 34 people.
Yeah,
but
now
we'll
see. I guess it's possible they're all players, but I don't believe that's the case.
No, but this Molly's game, not bad. And Michael Cera played a guy that they referred to as Player X in the internet, and he was a real piece of work, this guy. Real bad guy. People connected the dots. They think it was Tobey Maguire.
Oh.
It's not confirmed.
Oh.
But they think it might be Tobey Maguire.
Okay. 617.
Something to think about.
I'm going to think about watching
it. Think about it.
I'll add that to my. That's two today.
It's good.
617-779-7937. We got all your feedback here on Jones and Keefe. A lot of Patriots talk here. Are the Browns a real test for Drake May and the offense? We revisited some draft analysis on Drake May from Bill Belichick and Dan Orlovsky. They were both a little off. Let's just put it that way. Mm. Plus Drake May. And whether or not he understands he needs to slide to keep himself out of harm's way, you can discuss. And Alex Speer had an interesting item yesterday on the Red Sox taking big swings, quote-unquote, this offseason. I think that means in free agency, not just at the plate.
Well, at the plate, maybe at the dish.
Should we believe him?
Get, like Cecil Fielder back?
Let's get into that.
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jeans shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Next.
Coming up 10 minutes from now, Jones and Keefe will go on the clock at high noon, as we do every Thursday. We'll embrace debate, Keefe.
That's what we're all about.
Why is Drake May the MVP so far through 7 weeks? And why he is not?
And then we'll let you decide.
Find out who's taking the negative Nancy side.
Yeah.
And find out who the big giant homer is.
You may be surprised.
Coming up at high noon. You may be. We do
or you may not be.
We go on the clock every Thursday at high noon. We'll also get you Key for Madness 1 hour from now at 12:45. So stay tuned for it. Meanwhile, we have the Red Sox offseason right around the corner. World Series starts tomorrow, right? Game one's
tomorrow night. Yeah, you better believe it. In Toronto.
I'm jazzed up for it if you can't tell.
Yeah.
And Alex Speer is writing about the Red Sox and their approach this offseason. We've referenced some others who have said Red Sox will probably run it back largely. Bregman will be back. They'll make a few tweaks here and there, but largely it's going to be the same team, which I was very underwhelmed by.
Yeah, they need more.
Alex Speer on the Red Sox approach this offseason. Quote,
let's hear it.
I'd be really surprised if the Red Sox had a run it back offseason. Yeah, that's good. Don't just run it back.
Don't just run it back. You lost in the wild card round.
I'd be pretty surprised if they had looking to move their food around the plate off season. I guess that's
what is
way
that?
To say.
Let me stop you right there. What does that mean?
Like
move food around the plate?
Kind of recycled deck chairs, sort of thing. Like is my interpretation. I'll be honest. I don't know.
Move food around the plate.
I think that there are going to be some big swings again.
Yes,
this off season. So I don't really like again
moving plates around. No, that was big swings.
Bregman?
Crochet and
okay.
Bregman?
Oh, sorry. I well,
those were big swings.
I interpreted this as just free agency, but you're right. If you're talking trade, too, definitely a big swing with Crochet.
Yeah, yeah.
And potentially measured by the end of the collective bargaining agreement. So I feel like there's a lot in there.
There is a lot in there.
There's
a jam-packed.
Going to be some big swings again.
Right.
This offseason, potentially measured by the CBA. There's a lot of qualifiers in there.
All right.
Let's start with the big swings.
Big swings.
Are you buying that from Alex Speer? Big swings again.
No.
This offseason. No?
Well, yeah, I think it'll be some swing. Now, okay.
Check swing.
Did he go around? Yeah. Did they take a swing at Juan Soto last year?
No.
Reports would tell you they did.
But not a real one.
They really didn't.
That was on the shoulder.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the reason why I don't want to just say no altogether is because Alex Bregman was a good signing last year, and it was a ton of money per year, right? It wasn't one of these $500 million contracts, but per year, it was a big swing. And then Garrett Crochet was that as well. You traded one of your top prospects, and then right before the season started, or right after as the season started, you signed him to a massive extension. Those I would consider both big swings. So like last year at this time, I was like, no chance. No chance. I'd just been so beaten down by, to the fact that like they're not going to spend a lot of money. They're not going to be aggressive. But they made some moves last year. And getting rid of Devers and his contract specifically should open the door for John Henry to still save a little bit of money, but also pretend like he's super invested in the team, and maybe they go out and, yes, make some swings.
Alex Speer has a direct line to John Henry.
Yeah.
It's John Henry's newspaper, the Boston Globe.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't like that line.
Oh, boy.
I think there are going to be some big swings again this offseason. Bregman already is a debatable swing. It was a one-year contract in retrospect.
Yeah.
So how much are you really footing the bill for?
Crochet as a trade, yes, that's a big swing in terms of the big talent you brought in, but it wasn't big money. Even the extension, I remember being like, boy, he left a lot of money on the I didn't think that was crazy. I didn't think the Bregman contract was crazy. And when he says again this offseason, could that mean Juan Soto was a big swing, but they never really went around or whatever? And then when he says this line, potentially measured by the end of the CBA, to me, that reads as the CBA is going to impact how they negotiate.
Yeah. Because there's going to be a salary cap at some point.
Lou's talking about this a lot. The CBA is up in two. There's two more years.
Yeah.
And players, part of the reason Bregman is opting out might be that players want their money now. They don't want a lockout, or they don't want a strike or whatever that's going to, a work stoppage.
There's going to be one.
They don't want that. Yeah. They know there's going to be one, so they want their money now. And when they come back, there might be a salary cap in place. So, like, potentially measured by the end of the CBA, I think that's the Globe's way, John Henry's way,
yeah,
of letting you know the CBA is going to be a factor in these contracts, and any team acting that way probably isn't going to land a big fish this offseason, whether that's Alonso or Tucker or Schwarber or whomever. Do you think those guys are like, yeah, fine, what? Oh, I get it. The CBA is coming up in a couple of years. I don't need to cash in.
But there'll be one team.
If that's how you're approaching it.
Probably the Dodgers.
I'm saying, if that's how you're approaching it, then just let those guys walk to the LA Dodgers because they'll spend it.
All right, so between Pete Alonso, Kyle Tucker, Kyle Schwarber, Joe Ryan, let's end the list there. Do they get one of those guys?
I mean, I hope so, but I feel a lot worse after reading this from
Because they should get two. I think they get one of them.
Okay.
And I know, and maybe that's, I don't know why. I
definitely felt that way. Yeah. I feel way worse about it after reading Spear.
I just feel like getting Crochet, and maybe it's more that. Maybe it's like one of these pitchers that has term, and then they can kind of figure out, like, get the player first, then figure out the contract later. So it's not a free agent. It's one of these trades.
Right.
Like Joe Ryan. Maybe it's more that than it would be like bringing back Kyle Schwarber.
Remember, Scoobles available. That's starting
Scoobs!
To pick,
how it is.
That's starting to pick up a lot of steam.
It should.
I think we were on that pretty early. Yeah. Listen to that bozo CBO. If you don't like Craig Breslow, do yourself a favor and listen to this guy run at the Tigers.
Get Scooble.
But no, Scooble's another name potentially out there. I don't feel great about it. And if they just bring back Bregman, I want them to bring back Bregman, but they don't get any credit for
that's not good enough at
that's
all.
That's not a big swing.
That doesn't even count as an acquisition.
That's
to
just bringing your team back to level.
Yeah, that's not even moving the food around.
No, that's not bringing the food right back.
That's just taking it back.
Seconds.
Yeah, I guess.
That's what that is.
Of the same exact food.
617-779-7937. You can jump in on the Red Sox. We're going to go on the clock at high noon. Why Drake May is the MVP through 7 weeks. Why he isn't the MVP. Keefe and I disagree. Find out which side of the argument we're on coming up.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.